800-793-8074 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today.
800-793-8074. That's 800-793-8074. What do you have to lose? Call 800-793-8074. Again, 800-793-8074.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Let them take care of you. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158. Let Tim Worley come in and give you a little just a little look at what they do. There are other companies now that are starting to do a decent job with this, but I just maintain this. I'm going to go with the original. You know, certain people have chicken sandwiches now. Chick-fil-A, the original, right? Certain people make pretty good soft drinks. Coke and Pepsi, like you got the original. Go with the best. Go with the original. Go with the ones been doing it since 1999. And the same crew. So in other words, the humidity levels or the temperatures or the challenges that might come with it, man, they're going to help you out. You're going to love it. So our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. No obligation phone call, but so many of our listeners have done this, and I appreciate you doing it. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. I was frantically, Mike, you saw me doing this over here. Frantically,
if folks could see the smoke and the dust and everything that's coming out of that studio right now at this mathemagician that's at work.
It's amazing. So we had known, while I was doing all the computations during the break, and one of the points I made was going into this trip, we told you that the only two teams that have gone out west and beaten Cal and Stanford over the last 2 years, Wake Forest did it last year, and Duke's done it this year. Let me make sure that's still the case.
While you're looking at that, Mickey, going back to your ACC hopes for this year, you said that you think Clemson has a chance to win three games in the ACC tournament. They've only won two in the last 3 years combined.
Oh, no. Clemson's only won about 15 in the last 60 years or something. Like it's. Let me look that one up.
We got to get that turned around.
Yeah, you don't want to. When you're making your claim about Clemson and fanhood, fandom and all that, you don't want to talk ACC tournament. Like, just don't do that because the ACC record is just awful. All right, to my knowledge, and I'll check back one more time here to make sure, the only two teams that have ever gone the last 2 years and won both games in California. I think North Carolina just lost both. Anyway, but the other concern was that how about after that trip, what effect does it have on your next game? Fair, right, Mike, to consider that? Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. This year, 2-2. They've had four teams go out and do it so far this year. Notre Dame lost their next game after returning home. Louisville lost their next game after returning trip. North Carolina won and Duke won. So 2-2 this year. Last year, Virginia Tech won their next game and SMU won their next game, but Virginia, Miami, Florida State, Syracuse, Wake Forest, NC State, and Boston College all lost. So 2-7 last year. So, Mike, of the 13 teams that have gone to Cal and Stanford in back-to-back games, of the 13 occasions that has happened so far, only four have won their next game after the trip, after returning home. So 4-9.
Clemson will return to face Virginia Tech next Wednesday.
Right, right. And a big one. And a big one. So we'll see. We'll see what comes of all that. Whenever you talk Clemson basketball and ACC, they've only played in two ACC championship games. Once in our lifetime, Mike, and once back in the early 60s, 62, 63, in that range. So it just hadn't been very good. Let me give you the, if you really want to know about it, and this ain't. I mean, if you think about it from a historical standpoint, going into this year, the Tigers are 36-661 in the ACC. They played 1,000 games, or 1,100 games, basically, and only won 39% of their games. So that's not a good – that's regular season now. When it comes to the ACC tournament, I've got to find it. I'll get this for you. It's not a very good record through all that. So, yeah, let's find a way to – let's make it a championship game this year. You know, get a 2-seed, a 3-seed, get a double bye, win 2 games there, and they're very capable of that. I don't think right now they're the second-best team in the league or second-best record in the league, and all those are very, very capable of doing all those things. So let's find a way to get that thing done and just take some major steps moving forward in the program. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Later in this hour, at 7:45, Demaryius Hill is going to join us. He won a trip to the Super Bowl. I've never been to the Super Bowl. Mike, you ever been to the Super Bowl before?
I have not.
I've been to World Series games. I hadn't been to NBA Finals. I haven't been to the Final Four. So I need to go to some of these out there. But Super Bowl, and we'll ask him about that. Let me get single game season, Chad in Columbia. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, man, you're awesome. Hey, hypothetical for you. You know
right.
I love them.
All right.
What is a better chance with the current coaches that Clemson has in the Big Three sports, okay, and over to happen over the next 3 years? Dabo winning 2 postseason games in a season, okay? And that could be an ACC championship and then a playoff game.
All right.
Or 2 playoff games, right? 2 in the same season.
All
right. Clemson winning the ACC championship in basketball and making the Elite Eight in the same season. Or Clemson winning the national championship or College World Series in college baseball. Want to get your thoughts. I mean, Mickey, if I would have asked you that 5 years ago, you'd easily say football, but I don't think you can say football now.
I still think it's easier in football because the Elite Eight, like you've done that twice now, but you've never won the ACC. Do both of those. Like if you tell me to make an Elite Eight 1 year and to you're talking about over a 3-year period, 1 Elite Eight and 1 ACC championship? To make it to Omaha or make it to a national championship series maybe, but to win the whole thing in baseball?
Yeah. I probably should have said make the College World Series. If it was make the College World Series,
oh,
I think
baseball. They're going this year. Baseball's going to make it this year. So, yeah. But that's tough now because look, if you think about it, like you got to do well enough to host, and you need to host a Super Regional too. So you got to be like a top 8 seed through that, or else get lucky in the other seed losing, and then you got to beat a really good team 2 out of 3 at home, and they've been close. They've been very, very close. But it's time for that program to make that step, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Mick, do we do – I know you're going to have Coach Brackett Jones starting – is it next week?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Or when
Tuesday.
He's on Tuesdays? Yeah.
Yeah.
But did they do good in the portal? You know, he's always done pretty bringing in starters. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, you expect us to reload. I mean, they're not going to replace Cantarella, but
– yeah, this it seems going to look a little bit different. But they went out, and I'll tell you about the portal guys in this segment. But this team's going to – I thought they did really well in the portal. Another thing is, and one of the biggest things, we'll ask him about it on Tuesday, power arms. I think I saw from Baseball America a tweet yesterday that said Clemson had 11 guys touch 95 on the radar in the fall. So they do have more power arms.
I feel like we didn't have a guy that could do it.
No.
You know?
Right.
Hey, last thing. You always say, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Dude, I'm trying to stay up last night to watch, okay? And my wife and I are streaming the show, binging it, you know, when the daughter goes to bed. Dude, I flip it on at 10, and I'm like, it's estimated 10:17 tip-off. I'm like, all right, I'm out. You know, I didn't even try it.
Was it really?
You know?
Why 10:17? It's a 10 o'clock game. Let's go. I mean, what are we going to wait till 11, 12? Hey, what are y'all binge watching right now? Yeah. What are y'all?
The Happening, I think. Kevin Bacon, dude, it's gory, but it's on Netflix. It's actually, wife is a huge streamer, you know, binger. So yeah. Dude, it's nothing for us to watch 2 or 3 shows every night because daughter goes to bed about 8, yeah. You know, and you know. But anyways, dude,
All right.
Enjoy the show.
I'm gonna get the baseball stuff for you here. So, I think the guy that has a great chance of having an unbelievable year is Ty Daly. He is went to Mercer. He is, I think I'm right by saying this, he leads the country in career home runs right now. Like, he's the leading return guy with career home runs. He's got 58 dingers. He had 58 dingers in his 3 years at Mercer.
I had dingers.
He had 18 in his freshman year, 21 his sophomore year, and 19 last year. So Ty Daly is 6'3", 210-pound guy that just hits bombs. He hit one. We went to that bananas thing, and he hit one in that game. I think that's one you're going to notice right off the bat that's going to be a little bit different than what you've had. The Bryce Clavin, that's the Georgia transfer. He didn't play a whole lot at Georgia last year. Hit 333 in 27 games, but only started one. Only had 15 at-bats. He's an athlete. I'm thinking like maybe a Keir Meredith kind of athlete in the outfield, and a guy who can run down, track down fly balls and all that. I thought he's a pretty smooth-looking kid coming out. The shortstop, Tyler Lichtenberger, the guy that came over, he was at App State, was the freshman of the year in their conference. Hit 341 as a freshman last year, and pretty slick fielding guy there. Had a really, really good start to his Appalachian State career there. You have – bear with me, get it this way. By the way, I heard Colin Priest might be a little bit banged up to start the season. So I'll check on that. I'll ask about that coming back up. And let me get a couple other guys here quickly to think about. Nate Savoy is who I was trying to think of. Catcher prospect Loyola Marymount, a guy that was got off to a great start last year at Loyola Marymount. He hit 300 as a freshman catcher with 20 home runs and 61 RBIs. The point there is that they went out and got power bats in that deal. And that's to go along with, you know, Jacob Gerald had a really good year last year.
I was about to say, Mickey, as far as returners, who are you looking to do big things? And that would be a name that I'm going to be watching, Jacob Gerald.
there is no bigger Jared Purify fan than me. I think Purify is the guy.
I'm with you on that one, too.
Man, I love that guy. I think you'll see him do great things for sure. So Gerald's gonna be behind the plate, and then you have coming back Luke Gaffney and Priest over there doing some first base work. I love Tristan McClatty. McClatty is the guy that's always got the smile on his face, the energy guy. I think you'll see him, athletic guy over at third base, play a little bit. You'll like him, and then you'll have Clavon and Daly and Crichton. You know, had a pretty good year out that way, and then you'll get to. Dylan Harrison is a freshman, a big 6 foot, 5 inch freshman that's going to play some of the field, some DH and pitch as well.
Here's another big question, though, Mickey. When we get to the end of February and the first day of March, the big question is in those three big ball games.
Oh, yeah.
What jersey is Drake Plyler going to be wearing? That's the big question that all the listeners want to know.
All right. Well, by the way, I just got this text from my wife. Drake's listing now and wants you to share about his stitches. I talked about it a couple times on the show. So of all the sledding, Drake sled the other day for 4 hours. And I was worried because there's a little creek down at the bottom of this hill. He didn't go in the creek. He didn't go in the creek. There's a stop sign there. There's trees there. You know, there's all kinds of impediments everywhere. 5 hours of sledding, didn't have any issues. Snow, we go out, play in the snow a little bit. Snowball fights, no issues. Sunday night, he had a fight with the coffee table. And the coffee table won. Emergency room, Oconee Memorial, 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday night. The good news is that there were nobody was waiting, so it wasn't a big wait there. Come in, 5 stitches. They look great. Here's the thing about the little fella. The pain tolerance of what the doctor said, man. I think you're a robot. I think you're a cyborg, right? I think you're the toughest kid I've ever seen. Because they put this little numbing gel on it, and I knew Drake does a very high pain tolerance level. Like, he doesn't cry when he gets hurt.
Wait. They've gone from the magic spray to the numbing gel?
Yeah, the Mercurochrome's gone now. They put this, like, numbing gel on it.
Right? Oh.
Like Vaseline that numbs a little bit. So he comes in, he goes, and he keeps worrying about, hey, is this thing going to hurt, going to hurt, going to hurt? I went, I don't know, Drake. No, probably not, but, you know, I'm kind of fibbing a little bit because it's going to, you know, the shot to put you in there, like, that's going to hurt. So the doctor says, hey, we're going to put some lidocaine on here. I'm just going to put about 4 or 5 shots around the wound because I'm going to have to do about 4, 5, 6, 7 stitches, you know. and do three or four shots around this wound with this lidocaine. And I looked at Meredith and I went, what he means is light you up a cane because this shot's going to hurt. And it, like, when you know this, Mike, from having three kids now, a granddaughter, like when your kids get hurt, that ain't good, man. Like, you don't want to see them hurt.
It's
it hurts
fun.
You worse. Mike, the guy stuck the needle in there and started giving me shots. And the doctor tells him, hey, man, it's going to hurt about 4 or 5 seconds here. And Chuck's like, I don't feel anything. Not bad.
Let's go.
Not bad. And the doctor said, what are you, a cyborg? What are you, a robot? You don't have any pain? No, man. Tough as nails. Gets the stitches out on Friday. So Scarlett's great. His mom is a great doctor taking care of him at home with cleaning the wound and all that. And he looks great, man. He looks fantastic. So very, very proud of him through all that. Mike, I'll be honest with you. I think at this point in time, I think he's going to pull for the Gamecocks.
Drake, if you're listening, if you're still on with us, man, we got to work on this. We got to get some orange back on that jersey, my friend.
He pulled something. We went to Max Driving the other day, and he had a Clemson jacket on with a Gamecock shirt underneath it. He says he still pulls for both, which I don't think he quite understands a rivalry if that's the case. Anyway, interesting to see Clemson baseball talk. Glad to do that. We'll do more of that starting next week. We are 8 days away from opening of Tiger baseball season. And just as a side note on baseball, I gave you this earlier, but I didn't do it in terms of baseball. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 52, 54, 57. Not bad, Mike. We'll take it. Not bad.
I'm digging it.
And then hopefully the next week we'll see those 60s come back. But not bad at this point in time. All right. I threw a lot of information out in that segment. That was good stuff. I appreciate Chad checking in with us, too. Since you have been with me, buddy, you don't know this, but we have a new advertising partner with us, All Dry.
Ah, looking forward to hearing that.
Mike, All Dry is, first, these are friends of mine. And this is one of those few companies that they were friends before I started telling you about them on the show. And I've known Justin and these guys forever. You know, Stan grew up here in Clemson, and his granddad worked in a big part of the university for many, many years. These are good people that you know, that you see. You see at the Daniel basketball games, you see at the churches, you see at the PTA meetings, you see all around the community. And the reputation is impeccable. And so I started doing these commercials, and I started getting texts from friends of mine saying, man, I know these guys. I know Stan well, great guy. I know Justin well, great guy. Well, yeah, Mike, your local water and mold experts. If you have any kind of mold issues at all, you've been in construction for years. You were in construction for years. You know
yes,
this.
Sir.
Mold, man, don't mess around with it. Let's get that out of there. So many health concerns to take care of that. Water damage can happen at any point in time with any kind of busted or leaks or busted pipes or any of that stuff. Don't let that happen. Don't let that be a major deal for you, too. One phone call, rapid response. They're going to take care of you. Get out and see it. And the other thing is, Justin texted me in a panic not too long ago. They had their very first 4-star review. Of all the reviews they've ever had, all 5 stars everywhere up and down for years, they had a 4-star review, like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? And you know, some people are, but that probably will be changed to a 5 pretty soon. We love your local water and mold experts. Let them take care of it. Don't dilly dally on this thing. No DIY stuff. It's myalldry.com. 864-863-1234. 863-1234. Let's talk. I still got what Beamer, what Stein, what ESPN guy said about the claims against Pete Golden. I'll tell you those quotes right after this.
Folks, we know weight loss is hard. It can be tricky. There's so many diets out there. And listen, a lot of you've tried them all. You've tried the keto, paleo, Weight Watchers, intermittent fasting, you know, working yourself to death in the gym, all that stuff. You lose the weight, great, then it comes right back. Oh, and then you blame yourself. You blame the lack of willpower and discipline, and it just leads to a vicious cycle, and you end up not keeping the weight off for very long. But here's the truth of the matter. It was never about willpower. There's one thing that determines whether your body burns fat or stores it. And if you don't fix that, then every diet is going to fail, and it's going to lead you back into the same cycle. PhD Weight Loss, Dr. Ashley Lucas, they've identified the one thing, and they've built a plan that works with your body and not against your body. And if you call now, they'll give you 2 free weeks in a program and pay for your food so you can finally see real answers without more trial and error. Call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Qualk. No more guessing, just answers. Call 864-644-1900. Make sure to say Qualk when you call. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, talk to me about Bradford Pears.
This plant was designed in a lab lots of years ago, and unfortunately, it was put to the market before it had reached maturity. So when they get big, they start falling apart. So we don't plant them anymore. They're an invasive species now. We'd recommend putting something else in its place because the urban forest is important. Find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com or call us at 864-244-3088.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number 1, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number 1, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
When your business depends on the road, trust Skinner Tire for reliable truck tire solutions. From heavy-duty tires to expert alignments, tire balancing, and quick repairs, we keep your fleet rolling. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we offer installation, oil changes, and 24-hour roadside help, so you're never left stranded. Skinner Tire has you covered. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 today for truck tires and service you can count on.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
If you had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out Ortho Laser Spartanburg. They use advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing. Ortho Laser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, take control of your recovery with Ortho Laser. Call today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium Wada chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The Wada deal, now at Whataburger. For a limited time at participating locations, download the app.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Clapton. Is that a Stevie Ray song? Is that Stevie Ray with him? Or is that just Clapton doing some blues?
I think that's straight up EC right there.
Boy, what a talent, huh? I've been listening to him a little bit lately. What a talent. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Patterson's Tax Service doing taxes. Russell and the good folks are in their first little burst here because everybody wants their money back faster. And so they're doing tons of taxes right now. I'm going to get an update. We're a couple weeks into this thing. So I'm going to get an update from him, hopefully today or tomorrow, about what kind of start they're doing. You know, for some way, somehow, some way, and they keep hiring and they keep adding on their building and all the stuff that they just continue to do more and more taxes every single year, break records every single year. They're going to do it again this year because so many of you out there are so loyal. They just don't lose customers, Mike. Their retention rate, I need to ask Russell there, like, if we to figure that out. It's unbelievable. Even people that move away, because nowadays with technology, you know, you scan something, you email something in, and you got all your documents you can do all that with. There are people that were with them for years that moved away. I know football coaches that, you know, they move often that stay with them. That they'll be three or four moves down the road, but they're always going back to the Patterson's Tax Service. Why? It's the best. PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, Michael Vaughn, but we did talk about Clemson maybe winning the ACC. Just a couple of notes here on that. Clemson has played 91 ACC tournament games.
Mike. Oh, I'm not getting a good feeling here.
How many think they've won?
Well, earlier you said maybe only 15. But it's got to be higher than that out of 96 games. I'm going to say 32.
92 games. 92 games. I'm sorry. 23.
Mm. I had it backwards there.
Yeah, and here's what's worse. Do you know how many times Clemson had a winning record come out of the ACC tournament? Or a better way to put it, well, not even that. Now, because you used to, if you won two, you go to the finals, right? Now, and if Clemson wins two this year, they go to the finals. But you know how many times that they've won two games in the ACC tournament? ACC tournament started in 1954. How many times do you think they've won two games in the tournament? In a single tournament?
10.
Two.
Oh.
1962, beat third seed at NC State and second seed Duke, played the championship game and lost to top seed Wake Forest that year. And then in 2008, I told you it happened in our lifetime, beat Boston College in the first round, beat Duke in the semis. Second seed Duke in the semis, and then faced top seed at North Carolina and got beat by the Tar Heels for the third time that year. One was in a double overtime deal. Casey Rivers scored 28, but the Tigers lost by 5 in the ACC championship game in Charlotte, 86-81. Only twice have they played in it. But now with these, you know, extended deals where they've got you're playing in 3 and 4 and 5 games now, you could win two games, like, you know, win a first-round game, a second-round game, still make it the quarters or whatever, or win a second-round game, a third-round game, get a bye, second-round game, and then a quarter game and make it the semis. They haven't done that. So the Tigers have won. Now, the good news is they've won at least one conference tournament game. They did not do it in 2024. They didn't do it in 2021. But over the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, over the last 9 years, they've won 6 games in the last 9 years. So of the 23 wins they've had, 6 of them have come in the last 9 years. But they've not been able to put back-to-back wins. Only twice of the 92 games have they won back-to-back games.
Now, Mickey, here's something that you could see as an advantage going into the ACC tournament. Clemson is going to play at Cameron Indoor Stadium against Duke.
Yep.
And they're going to play at the Dean Smith Center against North Carolina. Yep. And if you want somebody to be battle-tested going into ACC tournament, that's big right there.
Oh, yeah.
They'll also have Georgia Tech coming back to town for that last game, which I'm sure Tech's going to want to try to turn things around. But they've got a tough schedule the rest of the way.
Texter said, how many times have they been hosed by refs against North Carolina in the ACC tournament, LOL? Several, including 70. Was it 74, 75? Just got hosed in that one. Tiger Harley gets in, but Clemson men's basketball has never been this version of itself. Yes, and at the same time, I mean, Clemson basketball is these are the glory days. But with that said, the ACC is not what it was. And so I played golf yesterday with another KG veteran, Mike. Good friend of mine who I'm not going to date him on this thing, but went to school at Clemson. I'm going to guess in the early 70s. He's going to get mad at me if I'm wrong on that. I think he's late 70s now, maybe. And I asked him, I said, would you have ever thought, we were talking about Clemson basketball, we were playing golf yesterday, I said, would you have ever thought that Clemson basketball would have this kind of success in the ACC? And he said, no. But to our point, though, because his formative years of watching it was Lefty Gizelle and Dean Smith and, you know, watching a little bit of Krzyzewski in there, too, but watching Bones McKinney even, you know, watching these great Norm Sloan teams at NC State, watching these great Jim Valvano teams at NC State, watching these great Bobby Crimmins teams at Georgia Tech, watching these great Terry Holland teams at Virginia. And now you look at it, and Clemson is a have instead of a have not, which is different. But the rest of the league, we don't have as many haves as we had back then. I mean, there were times in there where Clemson would face, like, ranked games in the conference where you'd play – let me look that one up. Ranked wins, ranked teams. Like, you'd play seven of your eight teams or six or eight teams in the league at the time would be ranked. Now, you know, was it last year that you had this? Bear with me while I check this out. The Tigers last year played, I think, two ranked conference teams. You know, you played back-to-back ranked conference teams back in those days. So last year, phenomenal year for Clemson basketball because they were a have. And oh, by the way, there's a lot of other have-nots that didn't beat a lot of these teams. But last year, Clemson faced fourth-ranked Kentucky at home and beat them. The next time they played a ranked team, and that Kentucky game was in on December the 3rd. The next time they played a ranked team was on February the 8th against Duke. And then they played Louisville in the ACC tournament and got beat. And Louisville was ranked 13th. So, in other words, Mike, they played the entire regular season in the ACC and played one ranked team. Whereas, pick out a year, Mike. Give me a year for anywhere from 1965 to 1995. Give me a year.
Let's go with one of Coach Purnell's years. Where were we at in there?
So let's go. Let's go the eight. The great 2018.
All right.
At 2018, the Tigers played seventh-ranked Duke, top-ranked North Carolina, third-ranked North Carolina, seventh-ranked Duke, top-ranked North Carolina. So that was five games against conference champion, you know, ACC team. And that was maybe a bad year for them. Let's go 10 years before that, 1998. In 98, the Tigers played, if I could find this right here. Yeah, in 98, the Tigers played ninth-ranked North Carolina, fourth-ranked Maryland, ninth-ranked North Carolina, top-ranked Duke, fifth-ranked Maryland. So it's five of those games. In 1988, let's get going on this every 10 years. And the 88 teams played 11th-ranked Michigan, but then fifth-ranked Duke in the league, eighth-ranked North Carolina, ninth-ranked North Carolina, ninth-ranked Duke, 13th-ranked Georgia Tech, and 11th-ranked NC State. Six ACC games. In 1978, Tigers played, and you're playing fewer games here, second-ranked North Carolina, 13th-ranked Virginia, third-ranked North Carolina, 14th-ranked Wake Forest, 17th-ranked Virginia, 13th-ranked Duke, 15th-ranked Duke, seven-ranked teams. You see my point? Like, the league then was a lot different than it is now. And so you go through all those Jordan, Perkins-worthy, David Thompson, Burleson, Sampson. Like, you don't see a whole lot of that.
Bias.
Oh, my gracious. You go to Cole Fieldhouse with Lefty Gizelle going up against Lynn Bias? You had no chance. You go into Carmichael and face Mitch Kupchak and Mike O'Korn? You had no chance against those guys. So, but Clemson is a have now. And that is nice to see, to be able to pick up that opportunity to beat these kind of teams. and getting off some historical points in their program right now, which is really, really cool to see. I promise. Let me get the Shane Beamer comments first. All right. Beamer said, when asked about the NCAA and asked about what Dabo Swinney said about Ole Miss, quote, "I'm not sitting here claiming I have all the facts. I don't, but I know what's being reported. But I do know what's being reported, and I know myself and every coach in America sitting around waiting to see what's going to happen in regards to what's going on and what's going to happen in the situation. Because if it's proven that it did happen and nothing happens, then it's the wild, wild west again. Just wait. What penalty should it be for others? That's for other people to figure out. But I believe it should be severe. If we have rules and we're not going to enforce them, then what the hell are the rules for? Is how I see it. Trust me, there's every school. I'm sitting here in a what's the expression, a glass house or whatever. I'm sure there's a gray area where we've been at some point and ticked off some other school about trying to do the right thing. There's a lot happening right now. Every kid in the portal, every young man in America has an agent. All these agents reaching out to schools, that's happening. That's happening during the season. That's not just this year, but that's happening for multiple years where agents of players and other schools are reaching out to colleges about players they represent. I'm sure there are players or agents on our team, and agents are reaching out to them and other schools throughout the season. That's just where we live in. So I'm not sitting here saying that we're holier than thou. Never done anything wrong. But I think that there's certain gray area that's hard to figure out. And then there's black and white so many ways. But I can honestly say as a football coach, I've never contacted a guy that's not in the portal, much less in a text message, much less ask him, what's your buyout? And again, I know it's reported. I don't know if that's true or not, but what's true? And then he was asked, by the way, those are all quotes. He was asked, Beamer calls out, saying calling out coaches by name like Dabo Swinney should set a precedent in tampering cases. What Dabo did, yes, absolutely being called out. And I'm sure he, like other schools, turn stuff in when there's issues and if there's issues that are happening. I've had a coach call me if there's something that he didn't like that didn't think was quite right in regards to communication with a player. I've called other coaches I didn't think was quite right in something with regards to a player. I think those conversations happen from head coach to head coach. Then if there needs to be turned to the NCAA or the SEC, we have, and certainly be able to call someone out publicly, that's the next step. We'll see what happens. He goes on to finish up. Oh, no, this is now Will Stein, Kentucky coach. You can't text or call guys. You can't do that. So don't do it. You know, it's not that hard. I don't understand why it's so difficult for coaches. That's the rules. And what Dabo said, if that's the rules, then follow the rule. And if there's no rules, it's your job as coaches and game-bending rules. Everybody's bending like that. Until they establish a clear, concise rules and then get the calendar fixed, these people don't have to do this. It's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen, but play by the rules. Don't text the kid. It's not that hard. I don't get that. It's not hard. That's Shane Beamer. And later, the last half of that was Will Stein, the head coach at University of Kentucky. Short break. We'll come back. Demaryius Hill is going to the Super Bowl. We'll ask the Anderson native about that after a very short break.
Hello, listeners. Jeannie Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As we reflect on last year with another successful annual enrollment and look forward to the start of a new year, we are humbled and thankful for the relationships that we have with Walt, Ramona, David, and all of the local DJs who carry our spots. Most of all, we are thankful to the Roar listeners. Our business would not be successful without you. As we begin a new year, it doesn't look like the one we anticipated, but we want to make sure that we show our appreciation for each other and what our Lord does for us every day. Remember, gratitude is the best attitude. Many thanks to the Roar and to you, the listeners. We look forward to helping you this year. If you need help with Medicare, whether you're aging in or not sure if you're in the right plan, give us a call at 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484.
Planning your spread for the big game? Hi, I'm Ashley Moore from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Come see us. We've got organic chicken wings, premium beef burgers, homemade sausages, and local craft sauces. Everything you need for game day from farms you can trust, including our own. We'd love to help you put together the perfect spread at our three store locations in Fountain End, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest. Visit ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com and follow us on Facebook.
Clemson fans, this is huge! Clemson football future quarterback
Chris Denson will be live for his first ever public autograph signing Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at Bryant Sports Cards in Greenville. Meet Chris, get autographs, take photos, and don't miss out. Bryant Sports Cards and More, 500 Congaree Road, Greenville, South Carolina. The hobby lives here.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Most people think tap water problems are just about taste, but if you're dealing with dry skin, hair issues, fatigue, or digestive discomfort, your home's water could be affecting you every single day. You're exposed to it not just by drinking it, but through your skin, even breathing it in during hot showers. At Ace, we believe in whole home solutions. We perfect your water at the source to help protect the value of your health and home. That's what the bold white and blue stands for, protection and perfection. Book a free whole home water evaluation today at boldwhiteandblue.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
New year, new gear, same Tiger pride. Whether you're courtside for basketball, gearing up for baseball and softball season, or cheering on Clemson Gymnastics, the Tiger Sports Shop has you covered. From Nike to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson hoodies, polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need for every season. We've got everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. So shop either our two convenient locations or online at tigersports.com. Tiger Sports Shop, your home for the new year and new Clemson gear to support your team.
You got takes? We want to hear them. Get in on each of our shows on the Tiger Diagnostics phone line at 654-ROAR.
Screaming on the silence, that quiet's just too loud. Now that I'm gone, can you hear me now?
Armin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. Can't wait to meet with our builder to get our kitchen remodel done. And I know they've already done. I've already got the plans. I already got the cabinets already built and or scheduled and how that works out. You're going to love dealing with our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. Wes is my guy, and Randy's my guy. I know that when we did our first remodel, I just called him up, made sure it went great, and it did. And everything was there, and we gutted our home. So I needed everything. I needed interior doors. I needed insulation stuff. I needed everything inside that house. And they did an awesome job with it. The cabinets were amazing. Installed services, amazing. If you're a contractor, remodeler, or handyman, think about it. It's our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. Since 1917, full-service lumber yard, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. It is a great weekend plan for an upstate native here. Damaris Hill is going to go out to the Super Bowl. He's going to join us now to talk about the trip that he won from Verizon. Hey, Damaris, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. How you doing?
But I'm good. I guess you're doing good, man. You're about to go to the stinking Super Bowl, man. Huh? How about that? That's pretty cool, huh?
Yes, sir. Most definitely cool.
All right. So how did it work? First of all, you work with Verizon. All right. How long you been with them? How long have you entered this contest before? Tell me about how this whole thing works. How's the contest work?
So Verizon gives an incentive for the employees to hit a certain metric for the company. Mm-hmm. if you exceed in all of those metrics itself, that will enter you into the chance to go into the Super Bowl. Now, there's only three people out of six regions that will be able to go, but I was one of those people out of our area.
Had you entered this thing in the past, or did you know about it in the past? Is this the first year? Like, how long they've been doing this? Do you know? Have you been involved in the past of trying to win this thing?
To my understanding, for this has been going on for the last 2 years.
All right.
I nominated this year.
How cool. How long? So you knew you were nominated. You knew there was a chance before they told you you won?
Yes, sir. I was looking at the live leaderboards every single day, calculating, crunching numbers every second of the day.
How long do you have to do this? Like, how long is it a process before you know that you've got this thing done? Like, how many days are you looking at this leaderboard?
So there will be 90 days for us to lock in and get that chance to go. From October all the way to December, what's the time frame between that? I will look at my numbers every single day in order to know if I'm going or not. And when I was in, like, December 30th, I was like, yes, I'm definitely going. I was already top two. I already knew I was going to go at that point.
How cool, man. How long you been with Verizon?
2.5 years.
Making an early dent there, for sure. All right, are you so you know what? Do they give you a phone call, a letter? Like, how do they let you know, finalize? They're not joking around like this, and they're gonna pull the wool from under you. When did you find out for sure you're going?
I found out for sure that I was going when my district manager, when she called me, she said, "Hey, are you excited?" I said, "Excited for what?" I thought because I had to go into work that day. I was like, "Yeah, I'm excited to go into work," but she was like, "No. Nah. You're going to go watch your team hopefully play in a Super Bowl." And I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, definitely.
I love it. All right. Who is your team, by the way, before all this? Because you might have to change it when you get out there, but who's your team before all this?
My favorite team is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right. Man, so the Steelers were in the playoffs. Did you, you were going. Were you saying, oh, man, there might be a chance I get to see the black and the gold? Like, were you really into that with the playoff game?
Oh, yes. When I knew that we was going to the playoffs, I knew that it was a chance. It was a very slim chance, probably. Yeah. But I knew it was a chance that we was going to go watch the black and gold.
Oh, that's really cool. All right, who are you pulling for now? Or are you open-minded enough to get out there? Because I got to think you'll have a feel. Like, it's going to be a different feel once you get out that way. But in your mind right now, do you have a favorite for Sunday?
Yes, sir, the Seahawks. All right. I have a good reason to why.
All right, tell me why.
Yes, sir. The reason being is because the Steelers are tied 6-6 with the Patriots as far as the most Super Bowls inside of the NFL. If the Patriots was to win, that means that there would be 7 wins and we would be 6 wins.
I love it, man.
Yes. As a Steelers fan, we can't see that happen, of course.
All right, what's the itinerary? When do you leave? Do you get to take anybody with you? Where are you staying? What's game day look like? What do you know about what's going to happen over the next few days?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of stuff. I'm still trying to study the whole itinerary and everything. Right now, we have the flights at 6 in the morning. We get over there around 12 after the layovers and whatnot. Right after that, they're going to give us a private shuttle over to the hotel. Then we're going to have a seminar meeting itself. It's going to be drinks, food, everything itself, just getting us broken into the atmosphere of the West. And then we're going to, that night itself, we get some rest, wake up in the morning, we got breakfast, and then we got activities, you know. Some people are going to see the Alcatraz itself. That's going to be a nice touch to San Francisco.
Yeah.
A really nice hotel.
Have you been out west before?
Out to California? I have not. No, sir, I haven't been out that west. No, sir.
You're going to love it. The stadium, by the way, I've been in a stadium. Clemson played the national championship game. The stadium is unique. It's different. It's really cool. Santa Clara's a cool little area as well. You're going to love San Francisco and all that kind of stuff, too. So, man, I can't wait. Now, here's one thing. I need you to call us back on when you get back and let us know how it went, because there's been an absolute the buildup for this thing and the tickets. No way, like, you can't sell your tickets by any stretch, but if you could, you see what tickets are going for right now? Have you been checked that
out? Yeah, I'm looking at it, and it can definitely pay off a lot of things. If
But, man, the bosses are watching, so you can't really do all that.
Yeah.
Do you get to take anybody else get to go with you?
No, it's just they only give you two tickets itself.
Okay.
And that's like phenomenal right there, you
sure,
know?
Sure.
Two tickets and the value of those tickets are exceptionally high at the moment.
Oh yeah, yeah, no doubt about that. All right, I want to know from you, man. So let's touch base sometime in the next week or two. And I want to hear about the experience, yes, the highs and the lows and the Super Bowl. And, hey, do you ever, like, wake up and go, I'm really going to the Super Bowl? Like, this is really happening. You know, this isn't some sort of dream. Like, this is happening.
Yes, sir. Look, an hour ago when I woke up, I looked over at my girlfriend. I was like, hey, you know that I'm going to the Super Bowl, right? I'm gonna be like super far away, right? You, yeah, you know this, right?
Yeah. Hey, was it a big deal around your coworkers? I know this. I know a lot of people are happy for you, but like, what was the reaction? Who, by the way, who's the first person you told that you're going to Super Bowl?
I actually told my mom. She was the first person that I told that I was going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And she got up on the bed and like ran at me, and she was like, "Yeah, yeah," because like no one from the small town that I've been, yeah, that I lived in itself, yeah, has ever went to the Super Bowl. This is like a once in a lifetime opportunity that a lot of people will not get to see.
Yeah. Can't wait.
And I'm a.
And by the way, you know anything about? Do you know who Bad Bunny is? I know Bad Bunny's doing. I know like the national anthem. All, like, there's so much pomp and circumstance around this thing. What do you look besides the game itself? Anything really that has you excited? Anything you're looking forward to besides the whole overall event of the Super Bowl itself?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to the travel, the sights, the scenery. Really, yeah, is for me. I like to see new things that I've never seen before. Stuff that I feel like it's tangible once I get there.
Yeah.
Gives you a different perspective on life.
The food in San Francisco is fantastic. It's expensive, but I know they're going to take care of a lot of your food and all that kind of stuff. But you'll love it, man. It's going to be awesome. Hey, let's do that. Let's check in when you guys get back and let me know how things went. And I can't wait to hear about an unbelievable experience for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Congratulations, Damaris. Damaris Hill from Anderson right here and doing a great job going out to Super Bowl out in Santa Clara, California. Very cool stuff. And then I wanted to think maybe playing like, here we go, Steelers, here we go, Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. But if we did that, it'd be in everybody's head. And watch, I'll get a text now saying, well, thanks, Mickey.
Yeah, Will Vandervoort ain't going to be happy about hearing that right now.
Thanks through all of that. Can you imagine?
That's really cool. That's a great – hey, and here's the thing. You think about it. He had to earn the metrics.
He didn't win like a lottery draw.
Yeah, it
like
wasn't a random thing. It was like he earned it. Yeah. And
that's pretty good incentive.
I had a good friend in school. He was a little bit younger than me, but he worked for a shoe store growing up, and he went on to like lead the nation in their sales goals for the year or something, and he got a new car or something out of it. But a trip to the Super Bowl, that's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Very cool. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texas said, great caller, was happy for him for sure. And yeah, that's an Anderson native, an upstate native here, right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Really cool stuff for him. Texas, get back to the basketball stuff. 2279 says, perfect question for discussion. Which Clemson basketball, which program's more likely to win a championship this year? I'd say basketball by far the best team, but football is most likely to win a championship because of easier path. Yeah, if you think about it now, so let's do this, Mike, in a final minute. Let me see if I can do this right. The current basketball polls. This is an interesting way to look at this. Currently, Duke is number 4. North Carolina is number 14. Virginia is number 18. Clemson is number 20. And Louisville is number 24. So in basketball, we have 5 ranked teams. In the current, or let's go to the last poll in football. Who knows what that poll is going to look like after this? Bear with me here. In the final college football poll, you had Miami at 2. You had Virginia at 16. That's the only two ACC teams ranked in football. In the current baseball poll, let's do... let's do D1 baseball and see what this looks like. We've done a lot of research on the show today, which I've enjoyed doing. And the current D1 baseball poll. No, this is last year, finishing things up. Georgia Tech was 5. Louisville was 8. North Carolina, 11. Florida State, 16. Clemson, 19. Wake Forest, 21. Miami, 22. That's 7. So baseball appears to be the most difficult one to win. Now, Dabo has won ACC championships. Backich has won an ACC championship. Brad's still trying to do that. No Clemson basketball guy's done that, but Brad's still trying to do that. But at this point in time, I would say baseball's the most difficult one. I would say football, probably the easiest one of the three. Your best chances on that, with maybe basketball being the middle one of those. Paul Strelo is going to join us. We're going to talk Clemson recruiting, Clemson football, anything going on in the Clemson recruiting world in hour number 3, kicking off right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.